Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Part-Time Founders Fail in 90 Days. Can you be a part-time founder? Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something that might surprise you. 73% of startup founders keep their day jobs for the first year. Yet everywhere we look, the entrepreneurial world screams, go all in or go home. But what if I told you that part-time founding might actually be your smartest move? Think about it this way. Part-time founding gives you something most entrepreneurs desperately need but rarely have, a financial safety net. When you're not worried about paying rent, you can actually focus on what matters, validating your idea. You can test market demand, build that minimum viable product, and gather real feedback from real customers while maintaining your income. The truth is, most successful startups take 2 to 3 years to generate meaningful revenue. Your day job becomes your startup's unofficial investor. But here's where it gets interesting. That limitation of time everyone worries about, it actually creates better products. When you only have evenings and weekends, you become ruthless about priorities. No time for those nice-to-have features that don't actually serve customers. You say no to distractions because you have to. The constraint sharpens your decision-making in ways unlimited time never could. Let me tell you about Sarah Blakely. She spent her evenings cutting up pantyhose in her apartment after selling fax machines all day. For 2 years, she researched, prototyped, and pitched to manufacturers, all while keeping her day job. She didn't quit until Spanx hit $1 million in sales. Today, she's worth over $1 billion. She was the ultimate part-time founder. So when do you make the leap? When your startup income can cover 6 months of expenses, or when the opportunity cost of your day job exceeds your startup's potential. Look for consistent customer demand, not just one-time sales. The best time to go full-time is when staying part-time actually holds you back, not before. Here's what I want you to do this week. Track one simple metric, hours spent on your highest impact startup activities. If it's less than 10 hours, you're not ready to quit your day job yet. And that's perfectly fine. Part-time founding isn't settling, it's strategic. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.